Time for some Bruins talk as we welcome in our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, who joins us from the Garden this afternoon. Hello there, Ty.
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Well, I've missed talking to you. How have you been?
Pretty good. Just chugging along here. You know, it's kind of the dog days of winter, but dog days of winter means Bruins games almost every day. So that part of it's been enjoyable. So, you know, it's always good to catch up, too. I'm sorry if you hear drills in the background, the Garden. I think they're building the parquet right now. Down on level 3. So sorry if you hear that, but how about yourself?
Well, we like that level of ambience. Well, it's funny you mention, I mean, that these short days are depressing enough. And I heard something earlier today that psychologists say that today, the third Monday of January, is the most depressing day of the year for people for any number of reasons. You have the dead of winter, bills from Christmas have started to arrive, and this can be a tough day for a lot of people. So good to have a Bruins game to break that up.
Oh, especially when the way they play at home. I mean, that'll snap you right out of it. I mean, listen, you get bills, throw them in the trash. Money's fake anyways. Doesn't even matter, right? That's what I would always say, but especially with the prices to get into the games these days. But yeah, I mean, listen, this team is just an absolute juggernaut, and it's amazing because, and it was funny you mentioned that, because I think today had the potential to be an emotional letdown. You know, you had a charged-up game over the weekend against Toronto, and the Flyers are playing better, but they're not great. And instead, what do the Bruins do? Well, they bring everyone to their feet. They pound them 6-0.
Yeah, just a total domination today. Another big game for David Pastrnak, and which gets us thinking about, you know, things like long-term deals. What's your thought on where the Bruins might have to go to get something done?
Yeah, well, they're still talking every day. They're trying to get this thing done. The Bruins want to get this done because one thing has been made clear is that David Pastrnak is not playing himself out of any money. He's been fantastic. He's been one of the best players in the league this season, really since the puck drop. So you want to get him signed. You know, the number that I keep hearing, and you know, I don't know if this is enough to get it done. It'd be the richest contract in team history. It's $11.5 million per. And if they could do that, I think that's a win, right? You know, you look at some of the contracts that have been signed the last, let's just say, 6 months or so. Right? You've had Tkachuk in Florida. You've had Huberdeau in Calgary. You've had Nathan MacKinnon in Colorado. And I think of that group, I think Pastrnak is closest to a Nathan MacKinnon, who got over $12 million. So if you can get Pastrnak re-signed for under 12, I think that's a win. And I think that, especially with the way the cap is going to be blowing up soon, these next few years when the TV money kicks in and when they're officially out of the escrow that they find themselves in, he's going to be worth every penny for your roster and your franchise. So, you know, I think it's going to be around, you know, $11 to $12 million. I think he's worth it, honestly, with the way he's playing and the way that he makes people around him better. You don't lose those guys. You got to keep them, no matter what it costs.
Great to have the veteran David Krejci around, too, and a nice milestone for him. And I saw you mention on social media that that's something the Bruins will celebrate down the road a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to hold the actual celebration for him, the pregame celebration on February 20th. They tend to do this just so they have time to either get the gifts that they want to give the player. Typically, the 1,000 games, you get a nice either silver or gold stick, something along those lines. And I think those take a little while to be made. You want to get them customized and make sure, you know, it says everything on there. So they're going to kick that one down the road. But, you know, it's funny. Krejci comes back here, and this was a milestone that a lot of us had circled, saying, oh, he's going to hit 1,000 games if he's healthy. And he does it today, and he's been effective. You know, I think that's what's really been surprising, I think, for a lot of people, you know, myself included, that he still looks good. And I think there are elements of his game that have gotten better. I think he's stronger defensively than I remember. His shot is better than I remember when we last saw him in 2021. So, you know, he really, I think, is rejuvenated and playing with his countrymen, you know, Pavel Zacha on his left and David Pastrnak on his right. I think it's really kind of given him some extra juice this season.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. You touched on that game with the Maple Leafs, and what a great game that was. What a playoff feel. Boy, if it turns out that these two happen to meet for the conference finals, wow, would that be a great series.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I really think that these two teams, and I would throw Carolina in there, and maybe even New York, the Rangers, if they can kind of get some of their issues squared away, make a trade or two. I really think those teams, the class of the conference this year. You know, Toronto, it's interesting watching Toronto, Rich, because they're not the team that you think of, you know, from 3 or 4 years ago when they would play the Bruins in the playoffs every year. This team can play some defense. You know, they Mark Giordano is a great veteran piece for them. Rasmus Sandin has been a tremendous find for them as well. So, you know, they play a better brand of defensive hockey than I think a lot of us remember. And, you know, Austin Matthews is Austin Matthews. So I think to have those teams square off, the NHL would love that. I mean, that's two of their biggest markets. You have some absolute star power on both rosters. So it does feel like those teams are on a collision course, you know, in the springtime. And you got to see what they look like between now and then, because I think both teams are going to make some decisions to add some depth to their roster and become greater threats for one another.
What's the latest news on Jake DeBrusk?
Well, Jake DeBrusk is—he's a couple weeks in now to his 4-week absence, or about a week and a half now, I should say. So you look at Jake DeBrusk, and what they really have here is the benefit of time. They are playing so well right now that they don't need to rush him back. When he's back, they want him in for the long haul. Now, there's two sides of that, though. The other side of that is that they have him on long-term IR right now, which does not allow them to accrue daily cap space for the deadline, to make a big trade, to add pieces to this roster. So you want to get out of LTIR. It doesn't benefit you unless the guy is out for the entire regular season, like Tampa with Nikita Kucherov. So they want to get him back just for a cap standpoint. But, you know, we're still about 2 weeks away, I think, from seeing him out there. He was in the building tonight, which is great. So he continues to trend positive in the right direction, but not close to game action yet, I wouldn't say.
We're about 6 weeks, I would say, from the trade deadline. Do you see the Bruins maybe being proactive and going out and filling a need in advance of the deadline?
Well, it's interesting because I think there's something they'd like to get done in terms of creating cap space. And how would you do that? Well, you trade Mike Riley, who's currently down in Providence. He makes $3 million, so you have some dead cap on your books right now. Craig Smith is a guy, too, who, you know, $3.1 million, hasn't had a great season, you'd say. So I'm curious about those two guys, you know, if they want to try to get one of them off their books. At the same time, it's never bad to have depth, right? And that's kind of where they're at right now. So, you know, I look at the Bruins, and I see a couple of needs. There's nothing really glaring, though. I think you could stand to get another forward, maybe, a guy who can take some faceoffs, as we saw with Tomáš Nosek when he was injured and couldn't take faceoffs. They had to call up Juuna Koponen from Providence, and you know, that's kind of a big reach, right? So I'm curious if they'd want to get a lefty who could take some key faceoffs for them. They don't have a lot of those guys. So it's interesting, though, because they are a tight team, right? And so John Sweeney, I think, is a little bit reluctant to mess with the mojo of this group because of how well they've played and how close of a locker room it is. So there's some things they got to hammer up between now and the deadline.
What do you think we'll see Wednesday when they take on the Islanders?
Well, I think that'll be a good game. I think these teams always tend to play tight games with one another. I thought the game back here in Boston was a great game, and back in December. Obviously, you know, that's a team that they still have sort of that Barry Trotz imprint. You know, he's not in the picture anymore, but they still play that kind of style. Their defense is always a challenge. Long bodies, big reaches. So that should be a good game. The Islanders, you know, playing in Long Island, kind of been a house of horrors for them.
Mm.
So I'm curious if they can kind of flip that and have a key win. So it'll be good for them, though. I think, you know, a back-to-back with the Islanders and the Rangers, that should get the juices flowing and, you know, really bring the best out of their game that we've seen countless times this year.
34-5-4 after the win today. 6-0 the Bruins over the Flyers this afternoon. Ty Anderson from 98.5 The Sports Hub joining us from the Garden this afternoon. Ty, appreciate it as always. Great to catch up with you, and we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Take care.
Thank you, Ty.